This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Welcome to wherever you are. It's great to have you on this quarterfinals week. It's very exciting, especially for me as a Geelong supporter. Not so exciting for one of the members of the team here. We've got the lovely Jeremy.
Hello.
And we've got Mike Costello. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hello, Tim.
So I'm sorry about Friday night.
Well, you know, I'm still a little devastated about it. Buddy Franklin going down, it's just not really on.
I know.
But we'll bounce back, Tim.
I hope so.
Are you talking football?
Yes.
I know.
On a car show, on a gay and lesbian radio station. Men. That is amazing. We've got a reasonably enormous amount on the show today. We'll be talking all things news, of course. We'll be going through what's coming up at the Frankfurt International Motor Show. That's obviously going to be huge, and it's coming up very soon. Other things, Jeremy will be telling us about the loss of his beloved Volkswagen Jetta. That's coming up a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
And we want to talk to you guys about a car that you've had to sell when you didn't want to. So do stay in touch with us. I've got a natty little Facebook page, which is Fender Bender Joy, and Twitter as well, which I haven't been really using much, but it's back on, guys. Twitter is back.
You're all over it, Tim.
Yeah, I was just a bit busy, but now it's back. But we have an enormous amount. We're also going to talk about the rise and rise of Korean cars and a whole bunch of other stuff. So stick with us on Fender Bender. Now, motoring, lots of motoring news, very exciting things happening this week. And we've got the wonderful Mike Costello, journalist extraordinaire.
Lucky he's here because I don't follow it.
No, that's all right though. We can, you know, yeah, chime in every now and then.
Mm.
That's all right. But lots on, Mike. What's happening in motoring land?
Oh man, there's more stuff floating around out there than you can poke a stick at. But I suppose to condense it down, big one during the week was Hyundai revealed its new i30 during the week.
Mm.
It sounds, you know, Hyundai i30 doesn't sound that exciting, but anyone with a keen eye for traffic is going to know that it's one of the biggest selling cars out there. There are thousands of these things on the road. And, you know, the original kind of changed perceptions of the brand, didn't it? You know, it took them from being this cheap and cheerful, nasty brand to something that was, you know, Euro quality, and it was well made.
Have they changed?
Nice.
There's a new one out, is there?
There is.
Have they changed the look of it much?
Yeah, they have indeed. That's what I was going to get to next. You might have noticed they've got this new thing they call fluidic sculpture. It's kind of a wanky term, but it's what they use to describe their styling language. And, you know, they've got their new little iX35 four-wheel drive. They've got their i45 sedan, angular, swooping, edgy kind of designs.
Yeah.
Love or hate, but it's not dull. And they've put that kind of design onto the i30. We'll throw a story of it up onto the Facebook page so you can all have a look.
Mm. Is it an update or a new model?
No, it's a full new model.
Yeah.
Now, they've not revealed many details yet. Engines and all that sort of stuff. It will have 6-speed automatic, I know that.
Who cares? It's just gonna look hot.
It looks awesome. It really does. It's you know, the Korean Renaissance continues, and
I think they've done well with this one.
It's gonna give them the ammunition to fight the new Focus and the Holden Cruise and there's a new Corolla not too far away. So, you know, it's gonna give them ammunition.
I'm pretty excited about that. Sorry, just contain me.
I know, it's like Camry a couple of weeks ago, Corolla now.
I know,
slow down,
right?
Guys.
The C words.
Little bit.
Mm, the ones we can say on the show.
Exactly.
Little bittle. Sorry, I had to say that.
Speaking of small cars, Czech brand Skoda revealed a concept during the week. They're calling the Mission L. I mentioned a few weeks ago that Skoda Australia is very keen to get its hands on a small car to fight against the Corolla and the Mazda 3, etc., which makes sense because it's got this status as being the entry-level Euro brand, the one that fights the Japanese and the Koreans.
Yeah.
Now, globally, obviously, the company agrees because I just clap my hand and that's the noise.
That's how excited
I'm
you
that
are.
Excited about the Skoda. No, the Mission L is going to be their global small-ish car. We don't know much about it. We do have pictures of the concept.
Mm.
They're definitely going to keep that kind of boxy styling language they've got going on. You know, the Skoda has that very...
Yeah,
love or hate is very distinctive. It's boxy, it's strange, it stands out, and it, you know, it follows that line.
Yeah.
There are whispers also that they might dust off the old Felicia name badge.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I think we've heard this before, Felicia, haven't I, Felicia?
That's amazing.
That is Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show.
My mind went in a very different direction.
Cosby Show.
Crikey. Yeah, she was the mum. She was amazing. Everyone wanted to be, you know, her to be.
Well, couldn't they? Is it rude for me to say I thought you said fellatio?
Fellatio. Now, they might have some problems calling their car that in some
Now markets. I'm bringing out the F word.
I reckon that's okay. It's joy. We're okay. Oh, that's exciting. I don't mind the look of this sort of thing. They do need something like this, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Yeah. They want to grow. They want to sell a lot more than they are. They want to contribute a lot more than they are, and this is one way to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if it is called fellatio.
fellatio, and they want to grow. Just,
oh, God.
Sorry.
We have hit the gutter, guys.
I was in the gutter before I came in.
We're all lying in the gutter, but some of us look at the stars. The
that's right.
Now, enough with these boring sort of small cars. I want to talk about something with sex appeal now.
Oh, good.
So I'm just going to continue feeding that fire that is Jeremy.
I'm losing the plot. Sorry.
Get your mug away from the microphone then. It's called a CX-16. It's a Jaguar little sort of sports car concept. Think Merc SLK, think Porsche Boxster, think, you know, Beamer Z4. Mm. Bit smaller, bit cheaper. It's their entry-level coupe. They're calling it a production concept, which means that this thing's going to be pretty indicative of what the final car is going to look like.
Yeah.
It's going to give them a cheaper, you know, coupe into the market. It's also got a hybrid powertrain.
Yeah, so right.
A whole green-friendly thing going on. And this, most importantly, looks everything like a Jaguar should look like.
That's gorgeous.
It's smooth. It's slick. It's
entry-level prestige. Who buys them?
Oh, well,
who are aspirational. People who are kind of... It's literally... I think it's an amazing market because it's people who have got a little bit of money to spend.
Yeah, but that's the market I don't want to be in.
But
yeah,
I mean, we're still talking... I mean, there's no prices confirmed at all, but we're not talking like a super entry-level Mazda MX-5 price car. This is still going to be an expensive car.
I'm only just coming from the service, customer service side of things with dealing with that sort of demographic who buy the entry-level to a prestige.
Yeah.
And they've just got just enough money to get it, but not enough to fix it or not enough to run it or anything.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think this is different because Jaguar has that history of the E-Type and they were always small, little, you know, nimble things. And I think Jaguar's got that kind of, you know, that's kind of what Jag does.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, one more thing I want to very briefly talk about is the sort of thing that doesn't happen that often is the birth of a whole new brand. That's happened for the Frankfurt Show. It's a British brand. It's called Eternity. They're going to make a big luxury SUV that would blend in perfectly in Perrin or Brighton. No offense if you do drive a big luxury SUV, but anyway. You know, new brand. Bit of a rarity, really.
Very rare. Yeah. Like
that doesn't happen very often.
You don't hear that at all, do you? I mean, it's usually a subsidiary of another company, Infiniti, you were saying before, Mike, is to Nissan or Lexus to Toyota, all of that kind of thing.
What was Great Wall?
Great Wall's just part of Great Wall. Isn't Great Wall... Great Wall's at its own. Are they the ones... No, Geely owns Volvo now.
Geely owns Volvo. One of the... They're a scary man of Chinese.
Jill does.
Yeah. Jill.
Geely.
Geely. Jill.
Oh. Jill owns Volvo. Jill. This is one
My
woman, Jill.
Jill, I bought the sandwiches.
She's... Jill's busy and she owns a multinational company.
Hi, Kath.
But look, there's lots more to talk about with Frankfurt, I believe.
Unbelievably large.
Which, we will be right back.
If we keep talking about everything, we'd have beards by the end of it.
It's true. More Frankfurt? Wow, I can't talk
You're
today.
You're on fire, pal.
More Frankfurt in just a moment. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. We're happy to have your company. We're talking about lots of things, but obviously the main bit of news, I guess, is that Frankfurt... Has Frankfurt Motor Show actually started yet, Mike, or it's coming up next week?
It begins on the 13th European time, so it's that Wednesday here.
Exciting.
We're going to kick off.
And is this the king of the European... Or queen, whatever, of European...
Monarch.
You are.
Yes.
It's the monarch.
It's true. Frankenfurter. No, is this like the main European car show?
Geneva has a case, but Frankfurt is on biennially? Once every 2 years.
Yes.
And it shares with Paris. So it's Paris 1 year, Frankfurt the next. And
Gay Paris.
Indeed.
Stonkin' Tim.
Fountain Lakes there. No. But look. Frankfurt is big because it's in Germany. And as we all know, the Germans do make a good car and they've got a lot of big brands. So it's dominated by the big Germans.
Okay.
Oh, the Yeah.
So, you know.
It's crazy.
Say no more.
Indeed, dominated by big Germans. So,
what is wrong?
He was the one who was smirking. Okay, oh, I'm pointing at Jeremy when I say that.
This is a car show, not a sexy show, guys. It's quite interesting how much is coming up, and you know, all the reveals at this show.
Look, this is the time when, as a motoring journo, you flat out. I mean, this is crazy. This is probably second or third to the local Australian show for us, and we have a boatload of stuff that we're covering. But it's all really exciting because a lot of this stuff is either going to indicate what's coming here in the future, or it's directly showing us what's going to come here in the future. And this is it might be far away, but we'll get this sort of stuff at some point. So it's very exciting. To me, anyway.
Yeah. And there's quite a bit. And obviously, we've said we're going to have... We've got a bit of a correspondent coming in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we do.
Who is she?
We do.
Sandra Sully or something?
Yeah, Sandra Sully. We've got her
Moonlight for
us. Sandy Vigier. Yeah, that's it. Well, possibly a wonderful colleague of Mike's.
One of my colleagues is over there at the moment, so he'll come in and have a bit of a yarn to us about what it was like on the scene.
Yeah.
But, for now, we've had a lot of other stuff come out during the week about what's there at Frankfurt. Huge reveals, and I could go on forever. Maserati's lobbed leaked their new SUV. There's Sanyong's Range Rover Evoque lookalike has got more pictures. A new Audi A2. I could go on forever.
You could. Do you know what I saw? I saw an article, and I can't remember where it was this week, about the fact that every car company that's doing something with Frankfurt is leaking, in inverted commas, pictures of their concepts. And it's almost like leak saturation. Everyone's doing it.
Saturation.
I know. I couldn't think of a good term. But there's nothing special about seeing a sneak peek of a car before its reveal at a show now. It's kind of just like, well, everyone's doing it.
There's two schools of thought. Car companies put embargoes on stories and they forbid people from saying things. But it's very easy with the internet for things to get leaked. It only takes one person to leak a picture and then it's gone. The whole thing spreads like wildfire. The other school of thought is that it's all just publicity and the company itself leaks. They never say that. But there's a lot of people who believe that might be the case, sneak a little bit of information out and let it leak. And you get more attention that way, because it's like a sensational sort of thing, a dramatic thing that's happened. But either way, it's pretty commonplace for stuff to get leaked.
It's dripping.
It is.
I think that's the word you're looking for, Tim.
And not in a good way, guys. But no, there is lots. So we'll be talking a lot, I think, about the Frankfurt Motor Show in the next little while until it's all, done and dusted. And we might even talk a little bit more about it a little bit later today. Wow, my words are amazing today. You are listening to Fender Bender, despite what it may sound like, on Joy 94.9. That was Sia featuring David, I want to say Guetta, or is it Guetta?
Guetta, Guetta.
Oh, who cares? It's just an amazing song.
Yeah, that was a request from Jeremy here, a bit of a fan of that song.
Mm.
I think it's also a very good song.
You never heard it before, had you, Tim?
No, I hadn't. I've been educated today. I love that he gets referred to as a middle-aged DJ, because he's like 40-something, which is fine, but that's how...
Is he 40-something?
Yep.
Dead.
Huh, I'll be damned.
And I think he hides that a bit. Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. That's why his records sell so well, because it's
pop. Exactly. Now, you are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9, of course, which is all about cars and motoring. And if you were listening last week, good for you, and thank you. But
thank for it.
Exactly. Now, speaking of winners, Jeremy, of course, is in the studio with us. Jeremy, you've got some very sad news, I believe, that you wanted to
speak. I'm playing
a
miniature violin in the air, as you say this.
I've sold my car. It didn't die. Like, we were talking about deaths of cars coming up, but I moved it on, and I did love it.
What was it, Jeremy?
It was a Dus Auto. Don't need to really say any more than that. The Volkswagen, straight out of Germany, as we were just discussing before.
And it was a Jetta, I believe.
Yeah, so a Golf with a boot,
a very big boot,
commodious boot. Yes.
Oh my god!
I don't want to talk about it too much because it's still a bit fresh. It's a little bit like breaking up, with a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
The same thing when I sold my motorbike. I do get over it. Just need some time, right, Tim? Don't pressure me.
Well, I don't want to push you too much, but can you tell the audience, the listeners, why you've decided to part ways with the Jetta?
Well, I mean, it comes down to being forced upon with different Kias at the moment.
I see.
Which Korean seems to be the word. But no, I mean, with my work, I get, you know, I get the use of sort of whichever cars that I like, and they cost me nothing.
I see.
And I know, love shouldn't come down to money.
Oh, it
does. But unfortunately it has.
You sold out, pal.
Completely sold out. So,
fine.
It's a bit upsetting, and it was only just amazing. They must be in demand, I'll tell you, because I put it on the net, and 4 days later it's gone.
Wowzers.
Done, finished, signed.
Wow. Well, if you're out there and you've recently bought a Volkswagen Jetta that is bright pink in colour, like Jeremy's was, let us know.
With fluffy dice.
Exactly. Mm. No, but it is a hard decision to do something like that. And, you know, a sensible financial decision, which is always boring.
Yeah. And I'm not sensible at the best of times, but it's going to enable me to get more money to be irresponsible and not so sensible.
And piss your money down.
I like the way you look at that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is very sad. And you know, if you're listening out there and you've been forced for whatever reason, like moving overseas, job, you know, you don't need your car. Have you lost a love that way? Have you lost the car that you love? If you have, do let us know. It can be quite traumatizing. Mm. I myself, when I was living in Japan, I went to Japan, and I realized that I couldn't do it without, I needed to sell my car. So I put Sybil on the market, and she was the one who I think I've mentioned on this show before.
She was the one.
She was, yeah.
Leave it at that.
Holden Nova.
Growl.
I loved her. Wow. But you know what's funny, though, and I put it on all the websites and everything, and she didn't sell. And I was kind of like, maybe this is a good thing. But then long story short, in Japan, I had no money. I had a job that went under, bloody, bloody, blah. And I was like, crap, what am I going to do? And my grandma bought my car off me.
Oh, so it stayed in the loop.
It's true. It is in the loop. I haven't seen it in a while.
I was going to say, do you go and do, like, you know, the occasional little sneaky visit?
I do.
You know, you say you're visiting.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're actually visiting.
What happens when you...
It's like, hi, Nan, where's the car?
What, does the same thing happen with boyfriends, Tim?
I go and visit them, yeah.
No. Do they just hand me down to your nan?
Oh, my God. You are rolling town. No, I just give them to other friends.
Text in or whatever you want to do. Whatever you... Because, console with me.
Yeah, it is a big thing. Mike, have you ever had to say good part with something?
Probably the saddest moment is when my very, very first car, which is a beat-up, crappy old Nissan Pulsar... But I loved it because it was my first, it was my, you know, my pride and joy. It was my first car. It got me around and exactly. And it died. It just did a lot of Ks and kind of was going to cost me way more to fix it than it was worth. Mm. So I had to get rid of it.
You just got
to
do it.
Next to nothing. And look, it was a very, very sort of sad day for me just because of the memories that were attached to it. And
it's very much like a relationship.
It's also...
It was almost like, your first girlfriend and your first car. Yep. Your first boyfriend, your first car. Your first partner and car. It's the same sort of thing. It's tragic.
Reasonably. I guess you would, obviously being a journalist, get to drive a lot of... I don't know what that was. Get to drive a lot of...
someone trying to tell us something?
Yes, that's right. Get to drive a lot of cars as a journalist. So that would be quite traumatizing for you when you're driving a really hot car that you have to part with after a week or so. Do you have that problem?
Oh, yes. You don't have time to form a bond with a car, but you do sometimes hate to give the keys back because it's just so awesome and nice. And, you know, a lot of the time we do drive really cool metal, but, you know, it takes a long time to form a bond.
Yeah, that's true. You know? It's not an overnight thing.
It's more like a one-night stand with a car sort of thing. You know, you might be reluctant to get rid of it, but you get over it pretty quick.
Yeah, that's
totally
true. Well, you are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. We were talking about, you know, the sad death of a car that you've had to get rid of and you didn't want to. And I think we've had a text, I believe, from Bert about...
Yes,
now, what's he talked about? Ah, okay.
A 1975 Citroen DS.
The spaceship.
Man, I tip my hat to you, Bert, because I love that car. I've always wanted one of those.
Well, I grew up...
always wanted one of those.
My neighbour, they had nothing but French cars, the Renault, the Citroën, the, what was the other one, Peugeot.
Yeah.
And he had one of those spaceship-looking things with the hydraulic suspension at the back for the 70s.
They were like They were 30 years ahead of their time, you know. Mm. They really were.
They were amazing. I grew up in a country town in Hamilton, and there was a family that only had that model Citroen. There was about, I think they had three or four.
I think
of
you
them.
Need to put it onto the Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I find them quite amusing.
Just Google Citroen DS, and this particular one was a DS23.
Yeah.
But the DS is just...
It's pretty magic. And so Bert said it was auto, fuel injected, last year and top of the line. The restoration was just too big at that time.
If I had to
very
get rid of
rare.
That,
goddess.
I'd be crying.
That's what they call them, the goddess. Yes. And do you know what I've heard? That apparently Citroen drivers of driving cars of that era, they all wave to each other.
Citroen drivers are very parochial. Like, it's like, you drive a Citroen, it's, you know, you, especially in like a market
actually,
like Australia,
yeah.
It's kind of like you're a bit unique, you know, and you're quirky. And
that's a funny topic, waving, you know.
It's like combi drivers
the
do car. The
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah,
combi
but you know what? You know the stupid one out there? I used to ride a road bike. Mm-hmm. And anybody else on a bike would nod their head at me.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what? Like,
well, okay, that. You got a bike.
You know, it's like, yeah, and you wear shoes. Am I going to nod at you because you wear shoes as well? Idiot. It annoys me. It's fair enough if it's a Citroen because there'd be like 10 of them on the road. But, you know,
he's just
the
being
negative
polite,
bike.
Man. Yeah. He's just trying to be polite. Oh, come on.
We're just trying to connect, guys. I mean, you could have.
I'm angry.
Up.
I'm having the angry segment.
Oh, my God. It's like Brian's here.
The ghost of Brian lingers.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Bert, we hear your pain. It is very sad. If
I'd,
anyone else
I'd
has got stories,
yeah.
You are listening to Fender Bender right here on Joy 94.9 in lovely Melbourne town. Now, we have been talking a little bit earlier. Earlier, Mike brought up the new Kia Rio. Did you, or did I just make that up?
No, you didn't it up yet. We were talking about it earlier.
We were talking about it earlier. I'm sorry, guys. It sounds like that I'm wasted today, but I'm really not.
No, he actually is. he's slumped over the desk. Yeah, he's talking.
He's on the needle.
I'm amazed he's pressing the right button.
I don't know.
He's on the needle again.
And I'm on the nod. I only had two wines last night too. I had a very quiet night last night. But no, well, we were talking before the show, and this is a huge model, of course. So Kia, I've got a new Rio, and we'll put some photos up on the Facebook page. With the Rio. What do we think, guys? It looks
well,
a bit sexy.
Yeah, we're about to get it later this week at our dealership. So it hasn't been released to the dealers yet. There might be a couple somewhere
in
Australia.
Its media launch took place last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Australia at least, and my publication had a bit of a spin. I didn't get behind the wheel. One of their guys did. He was a pretty big rap on it.
Mm. I haven't driven it either yet. I've been to Kia head office and, you know, been informed about all the little bits and pieces that we need to know before they hit the dealership. But, haven't driven it yet.
Looks horn.
Great.
The car that it is.
I tell you
it'll
what.
It'll win one of those design awards up there with the fridges and things that we've talked about previously.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, it's the Optima was the same deal. And it looks, it's got that, it's, you know, it's got the same styling that.
Do they have a name for that? Like, Hyundai's got the fluidic sculpture.
Peter Schreyer is an ex-Audi guy. Yeah. He's the Kia head designer. They kind of name it the Schreyer thing. Because he's obviously been the one that's really driven this, the catalyst, as it were. It's the only thing that gets me down about the Kia Rio is they kept the Rio name.
What do you mean? Why?
Well,
why is that bad?
The name Rio is attached to kind of, you know.
Yeah, but the whole range
drab.
Is.
Yeah, but it's cheap and cheerful. People kind of, I don't know. I think
the Rio is just attached to sort of the previous Rios was such ordinary cars, and I think
it's like the same with the Carnival though.
Like breaking, you should break free from that. Like and Hyundai did it with the iCars and just start again and say, all right, true. That was what we did. This is what we now do. And those little ghosts that linger with a name are gone. You know, I think they could have done that. But other than that, it's pretty hard.
Completely different car. Nothing even similar.
Thank God.
To the one before. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, what do you want for $12,000 in the old Rio, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you get what you pay for. Where now, you know, they've stepped up in the market. Like we were talking with Great Wall.
Yeah.
They've taken the bottom of the barrel shitbox. Mm. And now Kia's stepped up. So, and they're stepping up well.
But what I want to know, is this car, I mean, is this in the same kind of segment as, like, your Ford Fiestas?
Yes.
Yeah, Fiestas Mazda 2, or is it more a Corolla kind of?
No,
you know?
It's the range begins just over 16 grand. Mm. So, you're talking base model Polo, but Polo 3-door. This is a 5-door car, this Kia, by the way. It competes against the Mazda 2, the Fiesta, the higher end. Mm. This is no longer a cheap and nasty budget car.
They're not with the Micra and the things like this. That's not where they're fitting in at the market, and that's not where they're aiming.
Well, they're
I actually
bigger,
should have brought in the booklet I got because they were explaining where it fits in the market and everything. And it is that Fiesta range. But they're just really well finished inside. Heaps of buttons to play with.
Mm.
Like, you know, you don't even need a cord for your iPad. iPod.
One of those things. Oh.
Yeah.
Techie
what
stuff.
What am I talking about? Sanitary.
Oh, Bluetooth is pretty mainstream.
Yeah. But no, what I'm saying is like all your music and everything goes through there now. You know, your phone. It's full of extra bits.
I think what this car really says is Kia has been able to make a more prestige car, the Optima, and a nice SUV. But this is sort of their bread and butter. The Rio is their biggest seller. This is their entry level car.
This will sell well.
Well, I don't know. This is what I want to get at very briefly, because the whole reason the Rio sold was because it was cheap.
Mm.
It was the cheapest car you get of its type, you know? And now they've kind of gone a bit more upmarket.
Yep.
And the Kia badge still doesn't have a lot of cachet.
Mm.
A lot of people don't realize that Kia is no longer the base car. You know, they still kind of attach it with that cheaper nastiness. So it's going to be about convincing customers that, hey, we're Kia and we're worth spending the money on.
Yep.
And that's going to be hard.
That is a hard. It's going to be that very, is a hard slog, definitely. And look, we're actually a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about that and the humble history of the Korean makers.
They're going the right way about
they
it.
They are going the right
Making
way about it.
A good-looking car is the way to do it.
Exactly. So, it's a good way to start. So we'll be chatting about that very, very shortly. Yes, you are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9 when I work out how to use my iPod. I am Tim Nicholson and I'm technically challenged. Now, we've had a few more texts coming in to the show. Craig from Tullamarine: I gave my first car to my sister-in-law and she ran it into the ground. I was shattered. I'm sorry, Craig. I understand.
Well, we want to know what car.
Yeah, well, yes. True. Let us know. And Dave, my Peugeot 306 GTI6 was written off 5 years ago and never replaced it, but kept the personal number plates.
Yeah, I did. I had a Range Rover. It was my first car.
Had a Range Rover as your first car?
I had a Range Rover as my first
yes,
car.
Yes,
it was passed down from my parents. They bought themselves a new one, and oh, it's all right.
When I was a carey grandma.
Yeah.
No, it was an older Range Rover, but it was done up. It looked like a monster truck. It really did. It had, you know, roll bars and big tyres and all the bits and pieces.
Perfect for tailgating.
Mm.
It was very intimidating. That was my first car, and when I sold it, that was very devastating as well.
Mm.
I gave the new owner a cut key, like, you know, that you just get from Mr. Mint or whoever does those things.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
I kept the original key. I was like, screw you, you're not having it. You can have some crappy little key that I'll cut for $5, and I kept I've still got it somewhere.
You still
home.
Got it? Yeah.
So you can go on Jackie's car whenever you feel like
it. Well, I could, but I mean, you could anyway. It was a basic car to get into if you really wanted to.
It's going to happen. And we've also had some feedback. Great show, boys. Crap music. Thank you, ever sent that.
Really?
Wow. God bless you. Look, hey, all feedback's good. I quite like it. We've had some feedback also from Andrew, who said first time he's listening in, but loving it, particularly the sexual innuendo and the banter. Very sexy.
Sexual innuendo?
Well, we were talking about sexy stuff before. I can't even
remember.
Were we?
Well, I'm very young and innocent, Tim, so I wouldn't know.
That's true. That's true, Jeremy. You're only a young chap. Sexual innuendo is something that was invented in the 70s.
Oh, I see. That's why I don't know. Not familiar.
No, but it's good to have your feedback and, you know, good yet sad to hear all of the stories about people losing their cars. You know, we might have to touch on that again. And we were going to talk about Korean cars. I did some really cool research as well about the Korean industry and when it started and stuff, but we've run out of time because we talk a lot of shit here.
We'll have to turn it over for another show.
I think we will.
I was reading on here, Tim, that I think it's quite
you can
relevant.
I thought you just stared at the page and just pretended.
I'm not very smart, but I can lift heavy things.
That's it. But you're pretty, and that's the main
thing. That is the main thing. Yes. That, yeah, it gets me a lot of places.
That's good. What were you saying? What was there on the paper?
The name Kia derives.
Oh, yes.
I love this. This is great.
Well, yes, we'll just say that quickly.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know what's exciting? Where is it? I've forgotten it. The name Kia derives from the Sino-Korean words ki, which means to come out, and a, which stands for Asia. To come out in Asia.
To come out.
For Asian people to come out. I love it. Kia is the gay company. Okay, I'm going to say it. There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, and I think on that note, we have to end this show.
Amen.
Okay, it's time to go. Look, it is time to go. Yes, it is. It's a bit ridiculous. Sorry, guys. We've had too much fun today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever, Tim. Okay. See you later. See you later.
Yeah, I've really disappointed Mike and Jeremy, so I'm sorry, guys. But it is Fender Bender for another week. We've had a lot of fun. We hope you have too. I know
Andrew has.
Yes, Andrew has. He certainly has. But don't forget to find us on Facebook or Twitter. Both the name is the same for both, which is Fender Bender Joy, all as one word. Big thanks to the wonderful Jerry on the phones and Adam for the news. And thanks, of course, to Mike and Jeremy for being here.
Thank you, Tim. Or should I say Thankfurt?
Yes, exactly.
just a bittle.
Why not? Just a bittle. But look, big thanks to you guys. This is Fender Bender. My name is Tim Nicholson. Safe driving out there, people, and we'll see you next week.
See you where we want to be, ya.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.